Meyer. But right now, very glad to be joined by the new head coach of the Mishawaka Cavemen, Keith Kender. And, Coach, first of all, of course, congratulations.
Thank you, Sean. It's been a long day, really exciting time for me and my family. But thank you, and thanks for all that you do for Mishawaka Athletics.
Well, it's our pleasure. And you kind of touched on this a little bit, just what these last 24 hours or so have been like for, I guess, a little bit more than 24 hours now. Has it completely sunk in, though, that you're the Mishawaka head football coach?
No, it hasn't. And I don't think that it's actually going to until, you know, probably August 17th, right, when we're at Portage High School and we actually take the field. And, you know, there's so much time. You know, Dean Huppert mentioned it today. You know, there's 115 days until we open. It seems like a long time away. And then when you start to think about all the things that need to be done, it seems like a short amount of time. But I don't think it'll actually fully sink in until that night in Portage.
Did you, when Bart Curtis stepped aside, let's kind of go back a little bit. It's been a couple months now since Bart Curtis left to become the head coach down at Warsaw. What were your first thoughts after you found out that he was leaving?
Sad, initially, just because not only has Bart been, you know, a great mentor to me, he's also a close personal friend. So just, you know, realizing that, you know, things were going to change. You know, initially, some sadness there, but, you know, then, you know, some excitement about the potential for new possibilities for me, and then excitement for Bart, who has a great opportunity himself at Warsaw. So, just, you know, it kind of went the range of emotions those first couple days after he stepped aside. But, you know, I think everything worked out for the best, and he's where he's supposed to be right now, and you know, I'm really excited about the opportunity that we have here at Mishawaka now.
Did you know right away? How long did it take you to decide that you wanted to put your name in the hat there to try to become the head coach? Was there any hesitation at all?
No, you know, the only thing that, you know, anytime, and you know this, Sean, anytime you make a decision like this, you know, it's not just you that's affected. So, you know, really, I knew instantly that I wanted to do it, but, you know, had some, you know, long conversations with my wife, you know, who has been completely supportive this entire process. But I knew right away that I wanted to apply, and that, you know, I thought I was a good candidate for this position.
We're with Keith Kender, the new head coach of the Mishawaka football team, announced at a press conference earlier today. And I mean, now you're in a situation. I mean, it's not like you're taking over a program that needs rebuilding. You're following a legend, a Hall of Famer, and you always hear people say you want to follow the guy who follows the guy. I mean, what did any of that kind of stuff cross your mind at all?
No, you know, not really. And, you know, all those things are true that you said, but, you know, this is such a good opportunity. It's a great job. So I didn't think about it in terms of, you know, having to be compared with Bart or Coach Aldrich or Coach Smith. You know, I didn't think about it in terms of that. I thought about it in terms of there have been a lot of great people that have led this program before. I would really like the opportunity to also lead this program. So, you know, the comparisons, you know, I think the media like to, you know, make those comparisons and talk about that kind of thing. But to be honest, I'm just excited to be the head football coach at Mishawaka right now. And it doesn't really, you know, it has nothing to do with who was the head coach before or who's going to be the head coach after. You know, we're trying to take this thing that has been handled with great care by several people over the last, you know, half century and push this thing, you know, to even greater heights.
Now, what were you thinking Sunday, Monday? Did you know that you were going to find out, like, at any moment? Did you know that the word was coming down? What kind of things are going through your head?
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that, you know, my wife has, you know, been really great about helping me with. Because, yeah, that I didn't know exactly when I would hear, you know, would it have been, you know, last Friday or sometime over the weekend or Monday. So, you know, when the weekend kind of went by, you know, my wife decided, hey, we're going to go see a movie, we're going to go to dinner, and, you know, got a babysitter for the kids, just, you know, something to keep my, you know, my mind off of that.
Right.
But yeah, you know, probably that was the most stressful part of the whole process, is just knowing that you could hear any minute. And, you know, realistically, you know, your life is going to change, you know, in a matter of a couple of days, possibly.
That's right.
So, yeah, it was really exciting. You know, and again, I just can't tell you how much I'm, you know, honored and ecstatic to be the leader of this program.
Keith Kinder's with us, the new head coach of the Mishawaka football team. I've heard you described, Keith, as an intense competitor, fairly meticulous. How would you describe yourself, your coaching style?
Cerebral. I love the part of the game of football where, okay, if we do this, how will they react to that in terms of, you know, X's and O's. I like thinking about those things. As far as, you know, like kid to, you know, coach to kid, you know, I think that I am able to coach several different ways. You know, if I need to, you know, I've got a big voice. If I need to be loud, I can. If I need to, you know, grab a kid, put my arm around his shoulders and, you know, just talk to him one-on-one, I can do that as well. Whoever you talk to that, you know, that said those things about you, those are nice things that I would like to believe are hopefully true.
Well, this is your first football head coaching position. You've been a head baseball coach at the varsity level before. How does that experience help you now for this?
You know, I think the big thing is, you know, just understanding, you know, the communication aspect of being a head coach. I think that one of the things that, you know, head coaches that I've watched throughout my career and even growing up and playing, one of the best head coaches I was around were great communicators with their kids, you know, making sure a kid understood his role, you know, constantly updating kids on where you see them, what you expect from them, you know, that sort of thing, so that you don't get a kid that feels like he doesn't belong and then becomes, you know, upset or doesn't want to be involved in your program anymore. So, you know, from that aspect, and then having the opportunity for a couple of years just to, you know, deal with some parent concerns, you know, that sort of thing. But I understand completely that this is on a much grander scale, right, at a bigger school. Football at Mishawaka is a really important thing to so many people. So, I don't think that anyone can be 100% prepared for a job like this until you actually do it.
You touched on this a little today at your press conference. Mishawaka, of course, known for its option offense, and you were the offensive coordinator for 5 years. So the option is here to stay then?
100%, no doubt about it.
Any differences, or is it pretty much the Mishawaka triple option as we know it?
Yeah, I think that you can expect to see, you know, similar formations, similar plays. We're going to try to play faster at times just so that we have the capability to do that if we get behind in the fourth quarter and we need to move the ball in a hurry. So we're going to try to no huddle, play up tempo style. Maybe here and there a couple of little wrinkles and, you know, certain plays that we may run. But to be honest with you, it's going to be the same offense that you've seen the past 5 years. Bart was great about allowing the offensive staff autonomy, meaning, you know, we had a lot of say in what happened. So what you saw on Friday nights was a collaboration of a lot of people, not just one person. And I think that will continue on Friday nights in the fall.
I didn't mean to cut you off. Did that come up at all when you were interviewing?
No, not one time was I asked what offense would I run. I think that, you know, I mentioned it a couple times, you know, just, hey, this is what I believe in, you know, running the football. I think it gives our kids the best chance to win. But I never got the impression that anybody in the interview committee they were hiring someone specifically because they would run a certain kind of offense or a certain kind of defense or anything like that. I think that they were looking for who they thought would be the best candidate to lead the program. And, you know, thankfully for me, they thought that was me.
Is that the offense you ran when you were the quarterback at Jimtown?
No, it was more, I mean, a lot of similarities. You know, we threw the ball maybe a few more times at Jimtown than Mishawaka does now, maybe, you know, 6 to 8 times a game. It was more of a, you know, a wing and power and trap and belly type of offense, but similar beliefs that, you know, running the football, controlling the clock, keeping your defense off the field, taking care of the football, discipline, 11 guys all, you know, doing their job for success. Like, all of those things are, you know, the same. And so, right. You know, to be honest with you, Sean, it's this is the offense the only offense that I've coached as a professional. At Southern Wells, I actually was looking for a place that I could go that ran this offense and got lucky and got into that job. So for no other reason than it's what I know, it's what I believe in, you know, this offense is working. You know, you see a lot of these teams now with, you know, they get into the gun and they run the, you know, the zone read and the run pass option type plays. There's no difference in the flex bone versus that. I mean, they still have similar beliefs. They're reading people. Mm-hmm. They want to take advantage of numbers and things like that. It just looks newer and flashier than what we do. But the same principles apply.
Now, so we know what the identity of Mishawaka's offense is going to be, but under Keith Kinder now, what do you see as the identity of Mishawaka football?
Tough, hard-nosed kids that love to compete. You know, and I think that that's something that we've done a good job of in the past and just something that I want to continue. You know, kids that want to compete, they don't care who the opponent is, they don't care what the scoreboard says, they just love to compete. And we're fortunate to have those kids in our program, and we're going to continue to foster that attitude and that belief that when we may be outmatched physically, athletically, all of those things, but when we compete together as one unit, we have a chance to be successful.
Keith Kinder's with us, the head coach, the new head coach of the Mishawaka football program. You said today your first priority was to talk to your team. Did you get a chance to do that this afternoon?
I did. After school, I had a few minutes to speak with them. And really, I just wanted, you know, 5 minutes just to get, you know, the opportunity to get out in front of them. You know, I mentioned this afternoon. You know, there's a lot of anxiety for young people who are invested into a program like the Mishawaka football program when, you know, they don't know who their head coach is going to be. What, you know, what changes might there be? And so really just I was excited to get in front of them, talk to them, look them in the eyes and tell them I was here for them. I was going to, you know, I told them today, I'm going to give you everything I've got for every single day that I'm in this position. And, you know, I'm expecting the same from you in the fall, that you're going to give us everything you have.
So what's next now? There's 115 days, as we've said, till the season. Do you have a grid kind of plotted out of what's going on over these next 115 days, or maybe more importantly, even just the next couple weeks?
Yeah, I don't have a grid. That's a really good idea. And, you know, maybe my wife can help me out with that.
There we go.
the next thing that I would like to do is, you know, sit down with the coaches individually, you know, gauge their interest in continuing to coach, because we have an outstanding staff at Mishawaka High School.
Yep.
And so, you know, making sure that they understand the expectations that I'm going to have, and also you know, maybe there's some spots on the staff that need some shuffling, but any of those guys that want to coach, we're certainly going to have those guys back. And then after that, you know, just trying to get the summer schedule in order and out to the kids as quick as possible, just so that they can, you know, make their vacation plans and, you know, plans for their other sports. You know, we got kids that are in travel baseball, that play basketball. We want to make sure that those kids in the summertime have the opportunity to be involved in all their sports in the summer. So the quicker that I can get those things taken care of, I think the better it'll be for our kids.
All right. Before I let you go, Keith, I'm going to do some word association with you. I'm going to throw a few different people at you. You tell me what comes to mind. All right.
Okay.
You can be as long or as short as you want. It's up to you. Let's start off with the guy you're succeeding, Bart Curtis.
Organized, great mentor, sometimes misunderstood as a surly man, actually has a big heart.
Cares a lot, yep.
Cares a lot about the people he works with and the people in the community that he is associated with.
All right. Your co-offensive coordinator last year, Kyle Shaw.
Smart. Super smart. There was a lot of times where Kyle stays quiet on a Friday night, but anytime Kyle suggests something, we run it, and it's usually pretty good.
A guy who ran it a lot last year, Mishawaka fullback Chris Harness.
Competitive and fast, and he's getting faster. He is a bowling ball, man, and I'm looking forward to coaching him.
Last year's quarterback, Sam Shively.
Shifty, athletic, a game changer. When the ball's in his hand, there's the potential for good things to happen.
A guy who did a little bit of everything last year, Donovan Snyder.
Exactly what you said, can do anything. Can play defense, can move outside and play some split in if you need him. Really athletic and dangerous when the ball gets in his hands.
Other side of the ball, linebacker Derek Dawson.
Competitive, fast, downhill player that's really aggressive.
And one more defensive player, defensive back C.J. Fisher.
Smart. Smartest kid on the back end. You need that at the safety position. A great leader, great communicator. He's going to have to be the heart of our defense next year.
All right, sounds good. Keith Kinder, the new head coach of the Mishawaka football team. Now, I should say, Keith kind of got thrown into the fire once last year. Bart Curtis got really busy when we were trying to get his pregame interview recorded, and Keith pinch hit for him. You didn't know that you were going to have to do this every week from now on, though, did you?
I didn't, but I'll tell you what. If that's the price I have to pay, then I'll do it, man. Thanks a lot for having me. And again, thank you for all you do for local sports in our area and also Mishawaka.
All right. Thanks a lot, and congratulations again. Keith Kinder. Thanks a lot, Keith.
All right. See you. Thanks.
All right. Take care.